The following content is not family friendly nor work safe. Discretion is advised. Cavalcade Audio Productions presents Eddie K. Episode 7, Eddie's Fixer Upper. Written and read by Lost in Bronx.
Oh yeah, there's shitloads of potential here, Solomon. Just take a look.
That's why I'm here, to aid you in your hour of insurance assessment need. Retired though I am, I still possess the requisite skills to help a friend. Besides, Greta wouldn't let me alone. Eddie, I'm telling you, a man builds a man cave so that he may periodically retreat to it and pretend to himself in these post-flaming bra days that he is still a man.
Oh, troubles? That's too bad.
But does that matter to her? Does she even acknowledge that my time with my train set is inviolate? That it is therapeutic? That it is fundamentally important to my very sanity? No, she stands at the top of the basement stairs and rants and raves about neighborhood gossip as if I have any clue whatsoever as to what she's talking about. Solomon, did you hear about Hyman Stein? He has goiters. You should go see him, Sal. He's your best friend. Eddie, I wouldn't know Hyman Stein if he dropped out of the sky and landed in front of me with a glowing name tag. I've never met the man, but suddenly he's my best friend.
Oh, this place is nice. This is it?
This is it.
Hey, Eddie, how's it going?
Gino! Haha, we're all right on time. Gino Sopo, this is a good friend of mine, Solomon Rosenberg. Sal, Gino.
An absolute pleasure.
The same. So, I'm all set, Eddie. I got the papers from the real estate agent signed and notarized. This here is that lawyer stuff you needed. That's the tax info from the accountant. And this here is the title to the property. It's all yours.
Shit, thanks. Thank you, Gino. Hey, the money go true okay? They told me it'd be fast.
Yep. The bank called first thing this morning. You're a prince, Eddie. Always have been. One of the best.
Oh, Gino. You know, I am really looking forward to this club, but the place ain't never gonna be the same without you.
It was time. My daughter's been after me for years to move down to Florida.
Oh, Florida's nice. And so is family.
Yeah, I've been there lots of times. Visited Mabel just last winter. And it was part of the circuit in the old days.
The circuit? You were a singer like Eddie?
Nah, a pro boxer. Look at his ears.
Oh, that's right. Eddie told me. Gino the Jammer, terror of the ring, regional champ. What was it, 3 times?
Oh, 4. Would have been 5, too. If it wasn't for that goddamn mayhem, Marty.
Aw, Gino, now don't go there again, all right? Not today.
Marty Kwutzki. I fought him over and over. KO'd him once, but he challenges me the next month. Comes back and wins on points. Then I come back and knock him out again. Then he comes back, takes it on a technical. He had form, but no power, see?
Gino, please.
Points, points. So many decision wins, so many technicalities. We started calling him the lawyer. He hated that.
Yeah, thanks, Gino, thanks. You know, it's just gonna be awesome here.
So if he's the lawyer and we're arch rivals, that makes me the lawyer destroyer, see?
Gino, I hate to be a bastard, but we got so much work to do today.
That last regional bout, Marty's coming at me fast and precise. I'm blocking. He's dancing, thinks he's wet a stare, but I get in my jab. I'm fast. fast, invisible hands, 1, 2!
Whoa! Watch it!
Perhaps we could talk about this later, Gino.
He faints to the left, but I know his shit. I'm right there with an uppercut and he goes down. He's down, he's down. The ref is counting. He's at 5, he's at 7. Mayhem Marty's on his feet again. He's swaying, he's shaky. I'm moving fast, boom! One hit and he's down again. I finally got him, but then it's wing-a-ding-ding. Saved by the bell every time with that guy that got the bell.
Gino, that was years ago.
Next round, I come out smoking. I'm so mad. Marty's scared. He's hanging back.
Gino, this is getting visceral.
He faints left, but I ain't biting. I follow up with a roundhouse. Equips him right here over the eye. Bam! He staggers. But then he jabs. Boom, boom, to my ribs. It don't hurt, see, but it's points. He always wins on points. So I gotta put him down fast. I'm so mad.
Gino, calm down.
I give him a wabbit to the gut.
Ooh.
I give him a jab to the ear.
Gino, stop.
Uppercut. Ooh. He's down, but he ain't out. He's getting back on his feet. I move in for the kill. I'm gonna tear his goddamn head off.
Gino, tear off his fucking head, not mine.
I.
Oh. Did I do it again? Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Eddie.
Eddie, let me help you up.
Ow. Watch it.
I didn't mean it. You all right?
Yeah, but what the fuck? That could have been my face. I gotta show uptown tonight, Gino.
Oh, I feel awful bad. It's just the memories, you know? The fights are so vivid sometimes. It's like I'm really there.
I know exactly how you fucking feel. Look, Gino, we all love you. We're all gonna miss you, but nobody... not one goddamn person is gonna miss that shit. At least once a week you stretched out some loyal customer just talking about the old days.
I fought for a lot of years. Left me a little punchy, I guess.
You guess? Pretty fucking good guess.
Now, we can drop it. Everyone's fine. Everyone's dandy.
It's just that Mayhem Marty's been on my mind lately, see? He's in a West Home out in Astoria these days, but he still sees the old gang shooting off his mouth, talking shit, says he's a winner.
Well, fuck him. Who cares? He's out the pasture and you're starting a new life. So who's the real winner?
I know. Marty threw away all his money, like the dame, see?
An expensive habit.
All he's got is his memories, I guess. Why we should feel sorry for him, but he's a big mouth, and it pisses me off. He's been saying he's still in shape, says he'll take me on any time. Well, I got a rep to keep up, you know? I got memories of my own. I can't just ignore that kind of crap.
Really? At this stage of the game, you want to have a grudge match? You'll throw out a hip just thinking about it, Gino.
Hey, I still got it, Eddie, more than him. I'll show you. You'll see.
Yeah, fine. You want to fight like school kids, I'll be there. I'll cheer you on. Shit, I'll announce it for you if it'll keep you from busting my nose whenever you stroll down memory lane. Let's just drop it, all right? This fine morning took a sudden swan dive into the shitter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm awful sorry about that, Eddie.
Yes, but it's all over now. Am I right? A thing of the past?
Yeah. Thing, past, whatever.
So, Gino, a pugilistic career that actually paid? Impressive. Not a common thing from what I've always heard.
I won a few places in my day. After quitting the wing, I opened this place. How many years has it been, Eddie?
Shit, all my life.
Yeah, and now it looks like I'm changing venues one more time.
Gino, you need your rest if anybody does, but, I mean, hell, you got a lot more out of boxing than most guys ever do.
Oh, I got no complaints. saved my money, had a good woman in Annabelle, rest her soul, a wonderful daughter. I had boxing, and then I had 7 and 7s. Lots of memories here.
Not just for you. This fucking place has just about been my second home. Shit, maybe my first home. I slept on the back cot more times than I can count.
Yeah, and if it wasn't you there, it was Sal. Every time one of his wives tossed him out, he'd show up with a toothbrush and razor just before closing time. Well, guess you can sleep here every night now, if and you want.
It might happen yet, who knows?
Hey, Eddie, you mind if I hang out for a while this morning? You know, kind of say goodbye to the place?
Shit, take all the time you want, Gino. Me and Solomon gotta look around anyways, and... Hey, you know, now I think about it, there's still a couple boxes of your stuff down in the basement. Pictures and shit. I think there's a trophy.
Holy crap, that's where it is? Shit, I thought I washed that stuff.
Yeah, on the shelf down there. Help yourself. Take your time.
Thanks, Daddy.
A fascinating man.
It wears off, trust me. Heart of gold, but trust me. Anyways, Sal, here it is. 7 and 7s. What do you think?
It's very nice, but this will be the whole club?
Oh, no. No, no. The other part's next door. It's huge. And when the wall in between is knocked down, we should be able to see 150 people easy. Maybe more.
Well, the amount of space is only one consideration, Eddie. The number of patrons you can have inside your establishment at any one time will be up to the fire marshal. I used to know a fellow in that office, a highly reliable and experienced marshal called Bobby Cinders, his real name.
Yeah? Maybe you could look him up and put in a good word for us.
Alas, Bobby is with us no longer. He died doing his duty. The middle of winter. He was on his way to an inspection. The man was a gem, but he smoked like a tailpipe. And in the end, it cost him his life.
What was it, cancer? Wait, you said he died on the job.
So he did. Bobby is driving along and tosses a butt out the window, but naturally, it is closed because, as I say, it was winter. It bounces back and lands right in his lap. Woof! Up he goes, complete and instantaneous immolation. His partner barely escaped with his life. Let me tell you, Eddie, it absolutely matters where you get your dry cleaning done.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyways, what do you think? Beautiful, right? I mean, look at this bar. That's solid mahogany. They don't make them like this no more. And a real tin ceiling up there? You couldn't afford to do that today, am I right?
Oh, absolutely. And may I say, the decor is perfectly in keeping with your plan for a retro-style club. It does a heart good to see an appreciation for the old ways.
Yeah, Eddie's place is gonna look like it stepped right out of the goddamn 40s. No shit. Except for the prices. Gonna keep those nice and modern. But, I'm talking class and style, Sal. No rinky-dink horseshit, no scumbag lowlifes hanging out, bringing a place down. Kinda shit is that anyways?
It sounds like you have a few in mind already.
Actually, I do. This one guy, Phil Pesky, he's from the old neighborhood. Sal remembers him. We all went to school together. Well, this guy was a bastard back then, and he's a bigger one now. In them days, he had a little clique he ran with, right? Not even a gang, just a bunch of douchebags from industrial arts. And it was weird, too. It's like that's all they ever did. You'd see him in the halls, and you'd see him at lunch, but nobody ever saw any of them guys in any class that didn't have a fucking engine block hanging from the ceiling. They were supposed to be teaching them to be mechanics and carpenters and shit. I think all it taught them to do was keep living at home, because them bastards was too dumb to hold a job. For years after high school, you'd see him standing on street corners early morning with all the illegals, hoping for some day work. Bunch of stew-nods. Too many pain fumes, I think. They didn't make them wear masks back then. Anyways, every time I walked by one of them classes, the door was always open. And fucking Phil Pesky would throw a crack my way, guaranteed. Something stupid, not even funny,
but his dumb as shit buddies would just die laughing. Hey, Eddie, sick of school? Looks like you had a belly full. Hey, Eddie, you're gonna be late. Better lay down and roll along the class. You know, shit like that. Digs about my weight, digs about my clothes, digs about my singing. I was busking on weekends even back then. And his asshole friends would just slap their knees like trained monkeys and scream at his jokes till they was gasping.
Alas, children can be cruel. We like to picture them as innocent, but they are small and quick, like piranhas, and smelling blood will strip a fellow to the bone.
Ho-ho, that's a fact. Anyways, a few years later, I'm working in a scuzzy joint down in the Bowery. Guzzles, ain't there no more. I'm tending bar part-time and singing at night for tips, not even making rent. Shit job. Well, one night, place is full. I get up in front of the mic, and what do I suddenly hear from one of the tables? Hey, Eddie, let's hear a song with feeling, you know, from your gut. I'd forgotten that knob knocker was even on the same planet, but there he fucking was with his crap-ass jokes. And after that, what do you know? That guy starts acting like my biggest fucking fan and comes to every goddamn live gig I do in the tri-state. No lie. I was in a burlesque thing maybe 10 years ago. It toured all over the place, and they managed to score one night at Radio City.
Oh, how nice for you.
Yeah, would have been. Soon as I come on stage from, like, 100 yards off, way up in the nosebleed section, I hear, "Hey, Eddie, you look tired. Pull up a derrick and take a load off."
Oi, he sounds like a pig.
He is a pig. My only fucking stalker, and it has to be Phil Pesky, the high school heckler? His reign of humor ends with this club. Phil Pesky is banned for life before the place is even open. Before the place is even done.
And good riddance.
Exactly. Anyways, Sal, you think you can give me an idea about what kind of coverage I need for this side? It's gonna be open on its own. Still 7 and 7s and separate from the club, but connected now, you know? We'll have 2 bartenders back there, one to handle the bar and the other for the club. See, we gotta do it that way, cause the bar's gonna be really busy. We're inheriting about 80 and 90 hardcore alcoholics right off the bat. Gino built up a loyal clientele over the years.
Loyalty's good.
Yeah, they kinda come with the place. And I ain't got the heart to turn 7 and 7s into somewhere they'd hate to hang. I know these guys and gals. They'll be drinking from paper bags in the park all day at Turnemount.
That's very conscientious and civic-minded of you, Eddie.
Hey, we do what we can. Anyways, what do you think? What kind of insurance policies we looking at here?
Well, Eddie, first we want to make sure there are no fire or safety violations in either space left over from either previous owners or from the renovations, and... Oh my...
What the fuck? What the fuck is this? Jojo, you son of a bitch! I told you to fucking wait before you started cutting a hole between the places! The gas company has to come by and find all the goddamn pipes! Jojo? Who's here? Impatient dumbass, he could have hit a pipe and blown up the whole block! Jojo! Anybody?
Jojo?
Joe Josephs. He and his team are remodeling the club side. Or they're supposed to be.
Maybe they went to lunch.
It's only 11 o'clock. Goddamn union parasite motherfuckers. They try and blow up my club, then break for a couple of slices? I hate that bastard. I told Sal not to use him. Worst contractor on the East Coast. And he couldn't even finish this job without taking a break. Look at this. It's like one of his guys took a sledgehammer and just banged around till he could walk through the wall. Thinks he's a goddamn ghost. That's it. Jojo's off this fucking job. No more.
Oh, you're right, Daddy. This is a nice space.
Yeah, it's big. It's gonna be awesome. We're gonna have the band over there. And the stage will be right there. And in that corner, we're gonna have...
Here with our insurance guy. Buddy of Oz, you like him. Just have a look around.
I say, now this has promise. One could have a cracking good time here.
Sal, is that you?
Oh, hey, Reg and me was just talking.
Forget that. Get over here and look what that lazy hack you hired did this morning. We're lucky we ain't crawling over a goddamn burning crater right now. Look at this. Look at this. JoJo's all done. You hear me? Done. I want him out.
Why? What'd he do wrong? That's where we want the fucking door, ain't it?
The gas pipes, dildo. They had no idea where they were, and they just busted Drew anyways.
They knew.
No, they didn't.
They did.
I'm telling you, them fuckers knew shit, and they almost blasted the joint.
Oh, pull your lips shut for 2 seconds, would ya? The guy from the gas company come by early this morning. I was here. He mocked it all off. See the paint?
What do you mean? What paint?
You're a dope. You know that? Right there and right there. Those are where the goddamn pipes are. Not here in the middle where we told JoJo to cut the fucking door. There's no problem, Eddie. No reason for you to wet your pants. You're just looking for things to bitch about. I'm sick of it.
Well, maybe the door's okay. But that ain't all. Where are they? They ain't working. We're paying them to take brunch now? He's a shitty contractor. He's got the worst rep. But no, you gotta bring him in anyways.
JoJo's kid is getting married today. His crew has off. It's in the fucking contract. He did me a personal favor by stopping by on his way to the synagogue this morning to meet with the gas company. Even took a few minutes to knock a quick hole where the door's gonna be. Got his tux all covered in plaster dust. He does all that, but you call him a bum? I reminded you yesterday about all this.
Aw, shut it, would ya? I forgot, that's all. I got a lot on my mind.
Salvatore, good show. I must say, I'm positively delighted to see such high spirits on a project of this magnitude.
Eddie, this here's Reggie Bass. Reggie, may I present to you the world-renowned recording star and all-around best guy you could ever want to fucking know, the consummate man of business, Eddie K.
Put her there, my man. Reginald Bascombe Wells III at your service. Lord Lumpson to the great unwashed, but my friends call me Lumpy.
All right. Lumpy? Nice to meet you.
Likewise. Shall we cut to the chase, sir?
Shall we what?
Shall we brace up, man?
Shall we brace? The fuck is this?
Why, this is what I call a sound-looking investment!
Yeah? Okay. Salvatore, talk. Tell me.
No, wait, Eddie. It's like this.
He says investment, but that's supposed to be locked in already. None of your shit, none of your lies. Over here, explain now.
So, Reggie Bass, is it? Solomon Rosenberg.
Would you shut the fuck up? I got this guy in the hook. You're gonna ruin it.
Who the hell is he?
He's a big-time investor. Seed money man. I told you.
When? About what? Is there something wrong with the backers we got now?
Voice JoJo and now this? You got a brain like a fucking colander ever since we was kids and you got hit by that train.
Oh, shut up. That thing almost completely missed me. Would you please tell me what's going the fuck on in the here and now? Why do we suddenly need a new money guy? What the hell happened? Who backed out?
Packer Wood got pinched 3 days ago, remember?
Ronnie Wood? Really?
Yeah, they finally came for him because of all them porno websites of his. Everybody told him to stay away from that Barnyard stuff, but all he could see was dollar bills. Well, now he needs every one of them to pay for his shyster, and we need somebody new.
Oh, wait, yeah. I remember now you told me about that.
Yeah, I fucking told you. Over cheesecake at Zippy's just Tuesday night. But I should have known when fat-ass Eddie K's got dessert in front of him, you ain't gonna get a nickel's worth of attention.
Shut up. Don't forget all that scotch we was testing out for the club before that. Christ, I'm lucky I remember my name, let alone anything you said that night. And I was praying at the porcelain altar till 3 o'clock the next afternoon. The hell'd you find that stuff anyways?
My Uncle Marco, he hooked me up.
Uncle Marco? The stevedore? He's gotta be 90 by now, ain't he retired?
Nope, not yet. He can barely walk, but the union calls the shots over on the docks and they don't give a shit. He gets all sorts of stuff, and real cheap-like. Things is always falling off the back of them boats. And that was halfway decent bottom shelf scotch, you gotta admit.
That was halfway decent paint stripper. I don't want shit like that in Eddie's place. Cheap is good, but good ain't good enough. We need cheap and real good.
What year is this, Eddie? Do you even know? You want real good, you gotta pay for real good, and we can't do that. Not if we got a venture capital problem.
A what?
Money, you mug. That's what Reggie's for. We reel him in, we'll be shitting in high cotton. Fuck, I gotta take this. Eddie, get your ass over there and talk to Reggie. Make with the nice, would you? Why do I gotta do all the heavy lifting all the time?
Nah, son of a bitch.
Hello there, Holistic Health Retreat. Dr. Doretti speaking. How can I assist
you? That is exactly why a man, as opposed to a woman, should make liver an integral part of his diet.
Well said, sir. Our old chef, Mr. Beecham, used to swear by liver. He was wont to prepare an old English recipe that mother despised, but which father simply loved. A dish called faggots, it was.
Oi, how unfortunate.
Yes, the old boy was crazy for faggots. He and the fellows from his club, you understand, turned them on to it, and they couldn't get enough. Many's the night father would be off to the city, with old Beecham taking up the rear. Mother started actually calling them all faggots.
Hey there, Reggie, is it? Look, I'm sorry about before. I'm just so focused on getting Eddie's place ready.
Say no more, sir. Well understood. I'm quite used to this sort of thing. It's what I do with my days. I've put money into inventions, investment firms, and startups all across the globe. And when your man Doretti told me that the great musician Eddie Kay was opening a performance space of his very own, I was irresistibly called to investigate.
Well, I'm a singer, actually, and...
Couldn't possibly care less. I'm drawn to growth, sir. And if it takes the form of vocalization over brass resonance, of diaphragmatic exuberance over harmonic strumming, of enunciated verse over the tickling of the old ivories, well, then all's well and good, as one may well say.
Did you catch any of that?
Some. I have been watching a lot of public television lately. A proper translation would take a few minutes, I'm afraid.
Reggie, look.
Lumpy, I insist.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I'm not gonna jerk you around. This is gonna be the premier place in the city. We're going for a retro look. Big bands, classic style, the works.
A smashing ambition, perfectly corking.
Is that good? It doesn't sound bad. Keep going.
We're in a position right now, Lumpy, where we're looking for a few far-sighted investors. People who want in on the ground floor. People who know a good thing when they see it.
Then you found one, sir. There's little in this weary world that warms my heart as can a grand plan coming together. I'm most interested, Eddie, my boy, and...
Darling Lumpy, where have you gone? Your little Liebchen is adrift on a sea of despair without you.
Over here, Velma, my love.
What the?
Gentlemen, may I present to you the light of my existence, the jewel of my days, the very reason the sun shines upon the earth, Miss Velma von Richtenstein.
I am charmed beyond words.
I say, Velma dear, how did you track me down? Not that I'm displeased, mind you, but when you told me you had a spa appointment today, I hardly expected to see you until after tea, at least.
There was a problem with the credit card, Lumpy, my love. Your man Friday told me where to find you.
Confound it! Dash it all! I told Nosington to pay those blasted things off immediately and not to wait till the end of the month. If you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I must call and have a strong word with my office staff.
Yeah, sure.
By all means.
Nosington, damn your eyes! What's this about the credit cards?
Lumpy has told me all about your plan. Such a plan.
Oh?
Yes. I know you.
Oh, yes, sorry. Eddie Kuznowski. Eddie K. Nice to meet you.
Wilma von Richtenstein of the Bonn von Richtensteins.
This is my good friend Sal Rosenberg.
Of the Canarsie Rosenbergs. A pleasure to meet such a charming young woman.
I know. What will this place be like?
Only the finest club in the city when we're done. 6 months from now, it'll be paradise in here.
I have heard others say such things before.
Yeah? Well, you never heard me say it before.
I have never met you before.
That's what I mean. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. This place is a solid investment, and Lumpy's interested.
Lumpy is a good man. He trusts people. I am not so trusting.
What do you care? It ain't your money.
Not yet.
Bye-bye. Sorry about that, everybody.
Sal, have you met Lumpy's, friend here? This is Velma.
Holy crap! Dry Eye Winnie! How the hell are ya?
Jesus, Sal, I'm Velma right now. Help me out here.
Huh? Oh, shit.
Hoi vey.
What the hell?
Wait, hold on, Winnie. We was here first. You don't fuck with our business, all right?
I'm here first, Sal. Back off. I've been working this for 3 months now.
Christ on a cross. The fuck is going on here?
Fine, Winnie, but we ain't pulling no grift. It's a real investment. We need a money man. You bleed him now and he ain't gonna trust nobody. You make yourself scarce or old Lumpy's gonna hear all about Winnie Lipschitz from Schenectady. You got me?
Then I'll tell him about your colorful past, Sal. How much do you think he'll invest then?
Son of a bitch, is this some kind of long con?
Shut up, Eddie. Winnie, I ain't joking. We don't get this guy. We're fucked. You gotta back away.
You back away. I've got partners, Sal. We've put in a lot of time and money. We need a return.
I'll return you to the goddamn dumpster you crawled from, you shifty cow. Get the fuck out of my club.
You don't have a club yet, fat ass, and you won't get one if I open my mouth.
Gentlemen, dear lady, if I may interpose one moment. There is an opportunity here for everyone to get what they need, and very little time to take advantage of it. What if we were to ally our interests? Sal and Eddie, I propose that, when speaking to our new friend Lumpy, we waste no chance to sing the praises of Miss Lipschitz here.
Velma!
Yes, yes, of course. And Velma, you would, in turn, do the same concerning this investment. That way, everyone has a chance to come out ahead.
No way! I ain't holding hands with this two-faced harpy.
You wish.
Fuck you.
You wish?
Eddie, I can tell you now that if any hint of scandal comes out concerning this endeavor, you will likely lose not only Lumpy's interest, but the interest of every other investor. You'll end up only as the proud owner of a big, useless rundown space and an old bar with a jagged hole in the wall. You may think the situation unique, but trust me, I have seen it all before.
Aw, screw that. I ain't afraid of people talking.
No, wait, Eddie. Solomon's right. It's a good idea. We just play it cool. Winnie, what are you doing? A badger game?
No, he's not married. It's a salt mine. Fake property sales. He's even brought us some of his rich buddies from back in the UK. It's a huge job, Sal.
Okay, fine. Where are you at right now?
Pretty far along. Look, I can sort of see your point, but I can't talk for the others.
Well, then call him up right now. You still running with Sticky Melman?
Maybe.
Well, you tell him it's me. And if you guys agreed to hold off till after we get a check out of this limey bastard, then we'll be your shills. We'll say whatever the fuck you want.
This is shit. I ain't gonna...
Quiet, Eddie. You're gonna blow this for everybody. Winnie, we're gonna sink or swim together on this one. You see that? We all win or we all lose.
Damn it. Okay, I'll make the call. But you better not screw us over, Sal. And you better keep this asshole quiet.
Aw, drop dead!
Eddie, for once, shut your yap hole and listen to me. We got no fucking choice. We drop a dime on her, it'll scare off Lumpy and everybody else. We wouldn't be able to find a nickel for this club with a metal detector.
Son of a bitch. I should have known this wouldn't go through without some kind of shady crap.
Shit. Hold on. Hello, this is Dr. Doretti. How can I help you in your search for true health?
What the fuck?
Oh, of course I know, Mr.
This deal's starting to smell like a truck stop men's room. And Solomon, I can't believe this was your idea. When the hell did you get so devious?
Please, I used to sell insurance. There's no bigger scam in the world.
I say, Velma, this is most peculiar. Velma?
Here I am, darling. I had to place a call to my poor old mother back in Bonn, who is so ill, as I have told you.
Oh, of course. Carry on, dear. Family first and all that.
Reggie, any problems?
Well, it seems all the credit cards were cancelled.
What? What the fuck you say? Was it something I did, Liebschkin?
Oh, absolutely, indisputably, always and indubitably not, my little cherry blossom. Merely a clerical error. I have Nosington working on it as we speak. All will be resolved in mere minutes, I'm sure. These things do happen from time to time. Fear not, dear one. We'll have you in a mud mask by midday.
Well, that is a relief, darling. Let me say goodbye to my poor mother, yeah?
Soldier on, my heart. I shall be waiting with bated breath.
We can have it delivered to you as soon as next week. You'll love it. Okay, okay. Talk to you later. So, Reggie.
Lumpy!
Lumpy, Reggie, whatever. Look, we want to lay it all out for you here. This club is going to be like stepping into the past. Big bands, fine meals, best drinks in town. Tell him, Eddie.
Yeah, like Sal said, it's going to be great.
Great? Shit, it's going to be better than that. It's going to be fantabulous. Is that a real word?
It is if you say it with conviction.
Fantabulous, I'm telling ya. It'll be a huge hit. Everybody who's anybody will be here, but everybody with a dollar in their pocket will be welcome too. Am I right, Eddie?
Sure.
Excuse us here, Reggie. I gotta talk to my partner a minute. The fuck you doing, Eddie? Put on the smiles. You're gonna kill this thing.
I didn't sign up for this, Sal. I didn't agree to this dumbass club idea of yours just so as we could fleece some out-of-towner. This was supposed to be a chance to do things legit.
You think you can open a club in this town without getting your hands a little dirty? Everybody wants a payout. And anyways, it's not like we're the ones pulling a con. If this guy really invests in us, then he'll get a real piece of the action.
It just stinks like one of your scams.
Hey, you want out? You say it. You can go over there and tell Reggie Lumps the deal is off. Then you can call all the other investors and tell them the same thing, along with the banks, the contractors, and everybody else who's putting in their time and money based on your good name.
Aw, here we go. Another sermon. Father Doretti's at the pulpit.
Fuck you. I've been busting my ass, Eddie. Not just the last couple of months for this club, but for years now. For all my friggin' life, trying to make something out of nothing. Sure, there was mistakes sometimes. Who don't make mistakes? That ain't important. What's important is that I keep trying.
You ain't the only one working hard here, Sal. How many shitty gigs and nowhere projects have I been part of? I can't even count them anymore. I just don't want this to be another one. Don't put this on me.
Well, don't put it on me. Sure, I know Winnie from way back, but I didn't get around to this thing. She's just another hazard for us to work around, another problem to solve. If we had labor troubles or some employment shit holding us back, would you blame me for it?
Of course I would. Why not?
Why not? Cause you can go fuck your fat ass with a jackhammer, that's why not.
Calm yourself, would ya? I'm not pulling the plug on this. I'm just telling you, I want a clean run. I want Eddie's place to be somewhere without scams and hustles.
And I'm telling you, if you even want an Eddie's place to begin with, you gotta be willing to do whatever it takes. Right now, all I'm asking is that you smile at Reggie Lumps and you laugh at his dumbass jokes. And that you tell him this is the investment of a lifetime. He walks and we're left holding the bag. That'll make us desperate. You want to be desperate? Because there's other bums looking to get in on this thing, Eddie. Donnie Piscatorio was asking about it just last week when I dropped off a payment.
Whoa! No mobsters in this thing, Sal. That was rule number one.
No, of course not. No mobsters, no JoJo, no English czars or sultans or whatever the fuck. Sounds to me like you don't want nobody in on this.
Cut the drama, all right? You know what I'm saying. You just keep an eye on Winnie from Schenectady over there. If she fucks up, we're all fucked.
I'm more worried about Eddie Kay. Winnie's a pro. She ain't gonna crack. You? Sometimes it's like you're on crack.
I'll crack you upside the head, you keep ragging on me. Let's just sign this guy.
Sorry about that, fellas. But we had to have a little powwow, business strategy, you know.
Nothing wrong, I hope. Nah, Reggie, everything's fine, just fine. So, let me talk about the restaurant aspect here. You ain't gonna believe it. We could feed an army with that kitchen back there. This used to be a dance hall back in the 20s and 30s. Big, glitzy, exactly like what we're going for again today.
I see. And what was it in the intervening time?
Well, I know they used it back during World War II when they was building the bomb. The Manhattan Project? They started it right here, no lie. They used to store plutonium or something in this place, but everybody kept getting sick. They were stupid back then, just kept it in cardboard boxes. After that, what was it, Sal? Who were those guys?
Oh, then it was a flop house for a bunch of years. You know, all drunks and bed lice and shit. Then, back in the 60s, them Hare Krishna fuckers bought it. Had it for years and years.
Oh yeah, I remember them. When we was kids, they used to be crawling all over this part of town. Armies of them bastards with flowers and beads and shit.
Yeah, they all lived here. It was a hippie commune thing. They cooked their vegetarian crap right in that kitchen. But don't worry, Reg, we'll have it all cleaned out. All fixed up. Modern, efficient, and the best chefs in town.
That's right. Sal, I didn't tell you. Just yesterday, I was talking to Albino Red Wallace up at Big Mama's Rib Shack. He's looking to move on. We get him, we get the best barbecue chef in town. Steaks, chicken, ribs, roasts, you name it. The guy's a wizard.
See, that's what we're talking about here, Reggie. Everybody's excited. Everybody wants in. But not everybody can get in. Only a select few. Guys like you.
So, let me show you the size of the kitchen. It's something else.
Yeah, right this way.
Nah, relax, Al. I got this.
You got this?
I got this.
You sure you got this?
I fucking got this.
Fine, fine. We'll be right here then.
Sounds grand. Lead on, Macduff.
Lumpy, darling, my mother sends her love.
Ha! Excellent, absolutely fine.
Everything is okay over there, Velma?
Everything is divine. Mother agrees this is a wonderful opportunity.
That's what we like to hear.
Indeed. Smashing. See here, my love, we're about to tour the kitchens.
It sounds engrossing.
Ha ha ha, quite, quite. After you, Eddie, my good man. Oh, dash it all, it's Nosington again. My apologies, one and all. Excuse me. Nosington, you worthless hound! I gave you explicit instructions not to interrupt me today!
So? Everything's copacetic, Winnie?
Sticky's not happy, Sal, but he says we can hold off for a few days anyway.
That should be good enough. Reggie's hot for this deal. I think we'll get him to sign on this afternoon. Especially if you tell him it's a good idea. He's stuck on Velma. If we get a bank check or a transfer out of him, we're gold. Then you guys can press on.
We can all go out for lunch. Hey, what about Big Mama's? Reggie Lumps can test out Red's food.
That place is a rat hole, Eddie. Food might be good, but it looks like a dump. We need class and somewhere around here so he can see that the neighborhood's okay. Winnie, any ideas?
Well, I think there's an English-style tea house over on 9th.
Such a place, under the circumstances, would be perfect.
Solomon's right. We stuff Reggie full of tea and crumpets, he'll be happy to sign. That shit's like catnip to them guys. Hello there, Dr. Doretti's office. How may I assist you in your quest for betterment?
Oh, for fuck's... Give me that.
Eddie!
Hello, who's this?
Give me my fucking phone back.
Mrs. Appleton? Who are you trying to call?
Eddie, quit it!
Dr. Doretti?
Oh, here we go. Give them space. This will be good.
Listen, lady. Hold on. Listen. I'm sorry about your bad back, but Dr. Doretti's in jail.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. He ain't getting out.
I can't believe he just did that.
Oh, it was malpractice. Worst case you ever saw.
Shit.
No, that's okay, but you better tell all your friends. The guy's a quack. Oh, yeah. No problem. Sure. Okay. Bye. Well?
Well, what?
Well, what the fuck's up, Doc? What is this shit?
This shit is my shit. None of your business. I ain't doing nothing wrong.
Impersonating a doctor? That's a crime, Sal.
Only if you actually treat somebody. I take the calls, that's all. My cousin Petey does the face-to-face.
Poor Mount Petey? That raggedy-ass punk? I thought the family disowned him.
Hey, blood is blood. And anyways, I needed somebody who can use all that doctor lingo. You know, sacroiliac and shit. He was in med school, remember?
I remember he flunked out. Thousands of dollars in student loans, all defaulted on. Left his family holding the bag. He's a big steaming pile of dog shit. What kind of scam you two pulling?
You're fucking paranoid. You're seeing scams everywhere today.
Don't you dare jerk me around. Talk. All of it. Now.
Well, it's my Uncle Marco again, see? There was this container full of mattresses from China. He called me up and I got them real cheap, like.
Mattresses? For beds? What is this? The fuck you know about mattresses?
I know an opportunity when I see one. I got them for less than $1 apiece, and I'm selling them for nearly $10,000 each.
What? Bullshit!
Well, that's the plan anyways.
How do stolen mattresses make you a fucking doctor?
They ain't stolen. They was being thrown out. A whole shipping container full. Just because they was a little water damaged.
Water damaged mattresses? For $10,000 each?
See, I got that timeshare down in Miami, right? 2 weeks? Well, I also got these mattresses. With an impressive tropical office and a cousin who can talk the talk, why not open a practice? You know, just till we sell out.
How in hell do you live with yourself?
Rich clientele, like Mrs. Appleton on the phone. People who can afford it, people who won't even miss it.
Poor Mouth is dispensing medical advice to sick old ladies? What the Christ, Sal?
Hey, Eddie, there ain't one problem in the whole world that can't be helped by a good night's sleep.
Let me get this straight. You're pitching a bunch of moldy mattresses to people with insomnia, bad backs, and chronic pain. You're telling them all you're a doctor. You're having your low-life cousin talk a load of medical shit to grease them up. And you're taking $10,000 apiece for the privilege.
Unscrupulous. Shameful. Disgusting. How much to buy in?
I have to admit, that's not bad, Sal.
I know, right? It came to me in a dream.
See, this is it. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Scams, cons, dirty deals. It's all gotta end, Sal.
It will. I just gotta move this merchandise, and then we can get on with showbiz.
No, now. I'm not kidding. If you want to be the manager of this club, if you want to be my partner, you gotta grow the fuck up.
Donnie's taking $1,000 a week off of me now. And he ain't alone. I got Uptown Al breathing down my neck, and Paul's got his hand out too.
Which Paul? Pakistani Paul?
No, Paul the Pig out in Coney.
He's an asshole.
He's an asshole what holds my marker. I gotta make good on all these before the place opens, or they're gonna come here looking for a payout. Is that what you want?
What I want is a partner who ain't a fucking sewer rat. You can't be pulling crap like this in a joint like this. Eddie's place has got to be better than that.
It will be. We just got to get there from here, that's all.
Okay, fine. But I'm not joking, Sal. This is the last time you ever pull a scam. The sign outside is going to have my name on it. This is my fucking life. It's what I worked for all these years. It's what you worked for. Can't you understand that? You gotta stop using loan sharks.
What? How will I eat?
You gotta stop with the gambling and with the scams. It's over. Are you hearing this? Am I getting true?
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Eddie. This is the last time.
I don't know. I was hoping for more volume and perhaps some thrown furniture.
Hey, Eddie, I think I'm gonna take off now. Oh, hi, Sal.
Hey, Gino, how's it going?
It's going, Sal. It's going.
Yeah, we're all good. He just dropped off the paperwork.
That's great. So I guess this is it, huh, Gino? End of a fucking era, I'm telling ya.
Yep, I'm going. Can hardly believe it myself. Thanks for saving them boxes for me, Eddie.
Not a problem. Hey, you'll be around, right?
I don't know. What were the calls?
Then we'll fly your ass up for the opening, Gino. You don't get away that clean.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, this is most peculiar. It seems... I say... It can't be. You aren't. I mean... Are you Gino the Jammer Sopo, the deadly heavyweight?
Yeah, that's me.
I saw you battle murdering Mike Murphy when I was just a lad. My dear old dad was a raving boxing enthusiast. Saw it as a science, you know. Said there was something beautiful in the way a sweaty, muscular man displays his form. And he brought me to some of the finest bouts in England.
Murdering Mike. Oh, that was an exhibition fight way over in London. I thought it would be a joke, but oh, he was a tough one. No mistake. Almost had me in the fourth round.
Ha ha! Pinned you in the corner! I remember it well!
He comes at me throwing wild like, so I figure he's got no technique, see? Puts me off my guard. Then he snaps one out to my cheek. Bam! My head goes back, and I'm seeing stars. Well, that puts him under sneaky wrist, right? The guy can fool ya.
Ha 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 ha! Just so! The man was a regular spy! A ninja!
No, he was a boxer. Well, anyways, he's got me cornered. He's thrown him at my face. Boom, boom, like that. I don't know what to do, so I get him in the clinch and I hold on. The ref breaks us up and I figure, here's my chance. I won at him, see? I just charge like a bull. I'm giving him the old 1-2, 1-2.
All right, Gino, great story, but we gotta wrap this up.
And he's blocking, and he's blocking.
quite.
He's losing it, Eddie.
I know. Gino, come on back. No.
I do a boa punch with my left, all big and showy, like this. Twixt of my own, see? And he goes for it. He moves in. He blocks my left, and I give him a straight right.
Gino!
Ooh. Shit!
Then a left to his chin.
Ow!
Oy vey!
And then I put him down with my Sunday punch.
For fuck's sake, Gino, wake up!
That's the way you did it, man. Share poetry.
Gino, that's it. He's down for the count. To your corner now. Go!
Yeah. Okay. I...
Oh, no. Oh, hell. Oh, I'm sorry, Eddie.
Shit!
Oh, that was smashing, Jammer! Simply smashing! Just like the old days!
Jesus fucking Christ!
Eddie, you okay?
I'm just so sorry, Eddie. I don't know what comes over me sometimes.
It's that killer instinct, Jammer! Some men like you have it in spades! Those that don't, like this portly one here, shouldn't even step into the ring.
I'll wring your fucking neck, you D-bag son of a bitch!
Let me give you a hand, Eddie.
No! Back off!
Gino, that's twice this morning out of you. I've had my fill. You got your boxes of shit now? Okay, take them and go home.
have a nap, and calm your ass. And do me this one goddamn favor. Fucking forget about the old days, all right? Your boxing stories are killing me.
Go on, Gino. Everything's fine now. And I must say, it's been quite exciting to meet you.
Farewell, Jammer, old boy. By God, you've still got it.
Yeah, go on now, Gino. Like Sal says, everything's okay. We'll talk to you later, all right?
Yeah, all right. Maybe I should go take a nap. Eddie, I'm so sorry.
I know, Gino. I know you are. It's okay. Lots of harm done, but it's okay.
I'll call you, all right? About Mayhem Marty?
Yeah, fine, whatever. The door, use it.
What the free-falling fuck were you thinking, Reggie Lumps? Gino's punch drunk, you couldn't see that? You wind him up, he can't help himself.
That is, Reggie, what my partner's trying to say is...
No, Sal, no bullshit now, no ass-kissing. Reggie, we're Gino's friends, and his friends keep him out of trouble. They don't egg him on.
Come along, darling. This overstuffed sausage is being insulting.
Well, I barely know the man.
My ass! You know him well enough to be his goddamn fan. You're supposed to support the people you like. Is this the kind of support you're gonna bring to Eddie's place? Because if so, I'll take a pass. Thanks.
Eddie, now hold on.
No, Salvatore, I'm done for one day. I'm done with your dream of being the great mattress king. I'm done prancing around with rich assholes looking to get richer. And I'm done walking on eggshells because somebody else is floating a shady deal. You want to play grab ass with the money boys? Be my guest. Me? I'm Harry Houdini. I'm gonna walk right through that fucking wall like magic. I'm gonna take a bottle of rye off the shelf, park my ass on my favorite stool in my favorite bar, and settle down to a nice classic liquid lunch. So fuck you, and fuck you.
You missed me, Eddie.
You I'm not pissed at. Assholes.
Fuck. Eddie, wait a minute.
This place is so zooty, Lipchkin. Everywhere there is strife. Let us be gone. There is no deal to make here, I do not think.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, guess you're right there, Velma.
Well, of course there won't be a deal.
No, right. Sorry about this. Best of luck and all that.
No need for apologies, my dear fellow. The presence or absence of investment in finance today has nothing whatever to do with jolly old Eddie's rather justified outburst. No, there won't be a deal because there isn't any money.
The fuck?
What?
Oh.
Yes, that call from Nosington was about my dear Aunt Amaranth, aging dowager duchess and holder of the family purse strings. She's cut me off at the knees. Cards cancelled, accounts suspended, club memberships revoked, the whole works.
But, why, my schnitzel, what has happened?
She pissed off?
Oh, positively livid. The old gal threatened she'd do it, and now the axe has fallen.
But exactly why, if I may ask, is your charming relation so filled with distress?
Well, it's the company I keep, apparently. Nosington put her on the line, and all she did was bellow about some gamey bird called Winnie, hailing from a wretched place by the name of Scantily or Connectedy or Connect the Dots, who can say. Claims the family fortune's in danger. Why, the woman is completely potty.
Oh, this is... Oh.
Good thing money can't buy me love, eh? Velma, dear heart, there's never been a better time for us. Free from all the privilege, the servants, the luxury. Just you and me, the way nature intended. Velma von Richtenstein, I may no longer have a fortune to present at your feet. I may have no prospects, no career, no useful skills whatsoever. I may not even have a ring to offer your dainty finger with its extraordinarily expensive manicure, but nonetheless, with audacity and a clear heart, I ask of you... Would you grant me the eternal honor of becoming my wife?
Reggie, I would marry your skinny, pale English ass if your goddamn aunt loved me. All you've ever been to me is a rich moron. Get rid of the rich and there's no fucking appeal. 2 months of planning followed up by 3 months of Velma work. Almost half a year, for Christ's sake. And the entire operation is sunk by a bitter, dried up old spinster who wouldn't know a day's work if it slapped her in the face. Reggie, not only am I not going to marry you, I'll bet my designer shoes that no woman anywhere for any reason ever will. Sal, I'm blaming you for this. You're bad luck. You've always been bad luck. Sticky warned me. I should have listened.
Yeah? Well, then listen to this. You can go screw yourself. Sticky can go screw himself. And yous can both go screw your half year of work. Now buzz off, you four-flushing cow. You're fuming up the joint.
Drop dead.
I say, dodged a bullet there, didn't I?
More like an artillery shell. I'm afraid she was going to soak you.
You blokes knew about her?
Just a few minutes. Don't matter now, right? Eddie! Eddie, you still there?
What do you want? I'm trying to drown my fucking sorrows over here. And I can't even find a goddamn rocks glass. Son of a bitch!
We gotta talk! There's been developments! Here comes the fun part.
Well, well, that put a twist in the morning, eh?
Sadly, yes. My condolences on your sudden economic downturn. I know how stubborn women can be. Still, you have your freedom, which cannot be overvalued.
Hmm? Oh, yes, quite. I suppose Auntie Amaranth will give me the old glare and gloat routine next time I see her. But at least I get the money back.
Excuse me?
Well, this is hardly the first time, is it? The old gal has had to protect me all my life, private detectives and such. Velma was right. I am rather a moron about some things, and Auntie Amaranth well knows what they are. I'll place a call after lunch and patch things up. In the meantime, let's get those two colorful chaps to continue with the tour. If I'm going to invest in a thing, I like to crawl around and kick the tires.
You mean to say you still want in on the club?
Well, to be perfectly frank, I'm rather indifferent either way. But Auntie Amaranth would never forgive me if I let it go. She's a massive Eddie Kay fan, as it turns out.
Unsurprising. My own wife and all her blue-haired friends are simply rabid for the man. Eddie's fan base spans two major demographics, I'm told. Gay men and elderly women. Impressive, mysterious, slightly disturbing.
Her lament on the mobile just now at losing the opportunity to, get in bed, as it were, with her favorite entertainer was, well, rather heartbreaking. Weeping, pleading, gnashing her false teeth till they sounded like tap shoes. Thought I was debating Mr. Bojangles for a moment there. No, I mustn't let this one slip by, since I rather need to get back in the old gal's good graces. So, Solomon, my man, shall we join the fray?
Perhaps we should. They sound in need of intervention. And some happy news. After you, my dear friend?
No, no, I insist. After you.
Why, thank you indeed. Oh, see that plaster work over there? I didn't notice it before.
Yes, huh?
You have been listening to Eddie's Fixer Upper, written and read by Lost in Bronx. You can contact me at lostinbronx@gmail.com. That's LOSTNBRONX@gmail. Music was supplied by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Sound effects were provided by the Free Sound Project and other sources. Check out CavalcadeAudio.com for a full list of credits and attributions. Eddie's Fixer Upper is a work of fiction and is not based upon nor meant to portray any person, living or dead, nor any particular place or situation. This audio play is copyright 2014 by the author and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 international license. Feel free to use it for any purpose, even commercial, and I encourage you to do so. Thank you for listening. Take care.
It's my knees. I just can't walk upstairs anymore. I can go down just fine, but then I can't get back up again.
Okay. Guess we'll start. Hi, everybody. I'm Eddie Kay.
Oh, it's Eddie Kay. I love him.
That's why I couldn't stay with my daughter. The bedroom was upstairs.
For me, it's my back.
So as some of you may know, one of your fellow residents here at the Whispering Oaks Retirement Home...
What's he say?
I said one of your friends used to be a professional boxer. Now, as it often happens, a rivalry sprang up between him and another fighter. It's lasted all these years. And today, we're going to have a final answer. That's right, folks. It's a grudge match. Now, we don't exactly have a regulation size ring here in the activity center, but we cleared the tables and chairs out of the way, and I think we'll get by. So, without further ado, may I have your attention? In this corner, we have the challenger. Regional champ 4 times in a row of the shitload of years ago, and weighing in at 230 pounds, it's the terror of the town, the Bay Ridge Bomber, the one, the only, Gino the Jammer Sopo. And in this corner, your hometown boy, so to speak, the silver belt champion of 1972, weighing in now at 416 pounds. Shit. Talk about your heavyweights. Remember, folks, diabetes is the killer. It's Mayhem Marty Koretsky.
Where's the ref?
I don't know, Gino. I thought I just saw him.
Barry had to run to the men's room. Incontinence. It's those new medications they have him on.
Oh, I could tell you a saga about medication problems.
Okay, well, looks like we're waiting for the ref.
The hell with that. I ain't waiting anymore. I'm sick of this. Ring that bell.
Right now? Oh, okay.
Whoa, wait, Gino, just hold on, all right?
I'm gonna tear them apart. I'm gonna waste them like a bad habit.
What's that even mean?
Hell if I know. You ain't winning on points today, lawyer. I got a white hook for you.
Gino, watch it.
Ooh. Have a taste of my wound house.
Ah, oh, Gino, it's me. He ain't even off his chair yet.
Oh. They offered to put me in the sewing room in the basement, but then there are more stairs.
No stairs for me. You could kill yourself. They should ban them all.
I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, so violent. Say, is it meatloaf today?
Hey, Eddie, better keep your guard up. You could take a shot to the chin and still get hit in the stomach.